Hello, and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name is Rory, and this week I am joined by my friend Sophie.
Hi.
And my friend Paul.
Hello.
The three of us haven't been together in a very long time.
Oh, it's been too long.
Too long, baby.
We're back.
We're back. The trio.
Come out of space. I don't know what it would have been.
You've changed your tune. So, for the listeners' benefit.
Also changed the tune of that song.
Yeah. I like to add my own thing to it.
It's great. It's like great to start singing a song when you only know the first three lyrics.
Now I'm back.
I'm back.
Sometimes I think that's a better way to sing it, and at least you're just expressing yourself.
True.
Express yourself.
So, for the listeners' benefit, it was Sophie's birthday party last night. So we are. Paul's cuddling a hot mug of coffee. Sophie's cradling a beer. Different tactics.
Yes.
For how to get over that.
I am such a lad.
It was a great night. Had by all.
Yes.
And onwards and upwards.
Yeah, all in bed for 9 p.m. So
yeah.
All in bed for 9 a.m.
So we let Sophie research for about 5 minutes before every This Might Be The News. And so Sophie was having a look online, and I've just got learning to paint while drinking is what you've been looking up. There's like me thinking you're sat reading up on who David Davis is.
I did watch a video on him, but then I did see that article. I thought that might be more interesting.
And was it?
Well, I didn't get to the bottom of it because I got locked out.
Learned lots about Brexit.
I asked someone in the know, and that's when I did my research.
Okay, so info.
I asked
up.
A lobbyist.
Okay, great.
Ooh. Don't even know what they are.
She's brought guns to a knife fight.
Yeah. Do you know what? Why not?
Why not?
You said B-O-Y-G. We didn't specify what the G stood for.
bring your own
guacamole,
guns.
But no.
And quack.
Turns up with a gun. Fair play, mate. Your birthday. Do what you want.
That's the great thing about turning 30, isn't it? Like, just do what you want.
You can have whatever theme you like. I mean, it is a weird theme, bring a gun party, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, pistol. What pistol?
Yeah.
That's what I meant, and everyone turned up with guns.
Yeah, me, I had a potato gun.
Good pie, then.
Potato gun.
my spud gun. Anyway, we already digress in many ways, but there's only one way to start the episode, and that's with the facts.
Facts.
The facts.
You just creaked your chair and it sounded a bit like a fart.
Oh, that's very immature of you to point that out. So it is a Brexit episode. I think we've managed to avoid talking about Brexit for the whole of this, since our summer break. We've touched on it since Brexit.
It's because it's sometimes really boring, isn't it?
It is.
That's why I went on to that article.
Too much of a bad thing.
great way to do an intro for a song about Brexit for the next 10 minutes.
But we're going to make it fun. We're going to make it exciting.
I'm going to zhuzh it up, make it jazzy.
Yes, a little Christmas zhuzh.
Zhuzh.
We're going to rebrand Brexit. It's going to be...
Yeah, let's make it fun and sparkly.
Yeah.
Let's put glitter on it.
Yeah.
And sequins.
I don't want a hard Brexit or a soft Brexit. I want a glittery Brexit.
Yeah, with LED flashing lights.
Yeah.
So it's been a big week for
Brexit!
Yeah. Brexit the musical.
Yes.
Starring...
Leslie LaRue.
Starring Anton Dubek and...
Theresa May.
And Theresa May. Well, yeah, so it's been a big week for Theresa May, as we have the first part of a deal.
Yeah.
So
first handshake.
So considering the vote was... How long ago was it? It was
June 23rd, 2016.
That's clever that you remembered that.
Was it this year?
Yeah, it was last year. With the general election this year.
Oh, yeah.
Votes that we didn't want to do.
Yeah.
And so... This first round of negotiations was about sorting out three things. It was about deciding the fate of EU citizens or EU nationals in the UK and vice versa, deciding what the hell's going to happen with Ireland, which no one really talked about during the campaigning,
and then deciding who gets Theresa May's trouser collection. JCJ wants them. Theresa wants to hold on to those.
I think we are, throwing it in the mix for like how much we owe them. We've said,
Would you like divorce settlement? Yeah.
Yeah. So the first one was an easy one to get to, I guess, more like less complex than the other two, which is how much we owe them. That was the third thing. How much we're going to pay them to leave, which no one talked about. Did they? Maybe they did. I was only listening to the remaining.
How much do you think her trouser collection's worth? Because she could add that into the deal.
Yes. Yeah. She could do like a
car boot sale. Like if we were not going to give them the £40 billion and we actually just did a car boot sale for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an option.
That work. No.
Maybe.
I can't see Teresa being a good front woman for a car boot sale. Oh, I think she'd be amazing.
Imagine, like, you know, when have you been to a car boot sale when they're like, you're trying to sell, I don't know, like a key ring, and it's like literally 5p, and they go 2p.
Make it
2p. I'm like, it's 5p. Just give me 5p for it. And that 2p. I'm not buying for anything.
If you offered Theresa May a swap where she could go, okay, you're going to lose all your power.
Yeah.
But you just get to spend your Saturday mornings doing car boot sales and no one knows who you are and does not blame you for the breakdown of the UK. Mm. She'd take that in an instant.
Do you think?
She doesn't want to go to Brussels every week. This like, is knackered.
She wants to be in a field in Guildford.
Yeah.
Selling trinkets.
Or a wheat field.
Yeah. I would much prefer to be negotiating like the prices and bric-a-brac rather than getting phone calls from Arlene Foster.
Well, and she'd do it really good as well, because maybe she's got a bit too much in her plane.
She'd do it real good.
She'd do it real good. It's just a smaller project.
Or
you know what
Teresa.
Mean?
The Teresa May.
Do it real good.
do that. Sell that key ring. As a side point, I think it has turned out to be the job that she always thought she wanted that she definitely doesn't want, and that she was much happier in the Home Office.
But yeah, it never really...
That's what everyone thinks about jobs, isn't it?
Mm. But it never really got discussed about money before.
Yeah, so
everyone was focusing on how much money we'd be saving.
Yeah.
Without kind of the idea. And also, what was interesting this point, because everyone's been saying, a Norway model. Looking at the Norway model for Brexit, in terms of their relation with the EU. But Norway make voluntary payments into the EU. So it's not completely ruled out that we're still going to be making payments after this.
So the Brexiteers don't want the Norway model. They're talking about the Canada model.
Mm. Everyone loves Canada.
I'm already lost when we start talking about these things, because we're going to not end up with either. We're going to end up with our own weird model, because no country's done this before.
The England model. No, sorry, UK.
We haven't broken up the UK. Yeah, no. I'm sure. No. I'm sure we've got it in us.
Oh, I think we can do it.
Yeah.
Give the people what they want, a referendum on the UK.
I'm pretty sure the Welsh and the Scottish would be quite happy to sever the ties.
London will break away.
Yeah, we'll jump
It'll
as well.
It'll be a utopia.
Really?
No.
I think it's a long way before we get to utopia.
Sarcasm. Drenched in sarcasm, that one.
Sorry, it was too drenched.
Drenched in sarcasm and Peroni.
So when we first started talking about the Brexit divorce bill, the UK was saying 20 billion. We'll pay 20 billion.
Yeah.
The EU, no, we want 60. Mm-hmm. And then what's happened is...
Meet in the middle.
Halfway.
Literally what you would expect.
That's how you negotiate wages, isn't it?
But it's taken weeks and weeks. How you negotiate wages.
That's literally every time I have a conversation with jobs, I always just get met in the middle. I give them a ridiculous figure, they give me a really low figure, we go halfway.
We should have got you in to just sort this.
Supposed to take like the minimum amount of time. This was going to be the easy bit before we got into trade, which is
alarming. And so it went to the wire because of the second, because of the first bit that we mentioned, which is the Irish question. So, Theresa May sort of leaked, everything's going well, it's going to get signed today.
She leaked.
They all do leak.
Why don't they just say it and not leak? Like, it's not a leak, so just say it.
So tactical.
How do you leak it?
So
she tells one of her friends.
Tell a trusted journalist, this is what's going to go down today, we're super close to signing, we're probably going to sign it. And what she hadn't done is tell the cabinet or the DUP her plans to
leak it.
Have regulatory alignment between the UK, between Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, but not necessarily have that alignment going on in the rest of the UK. Mm. So Arlene Foster, who leads the DUP, is that right?
She sounds like the dancer.
She's
Arlene
not.
Phillips.
Not Arlene right. Phillips. If Arlene Phillips was in charge, it would be a lot better, and she would be. She'd probably have a nicer relationship with the LGBT plus community.
Yeah, exactly.
So Arlene Foster, not a great track record on that one.
What's her deal?
Just doesn't like them, hates them, also is corrupt.
Like gays.
I should say, purportedly corrupt, in case we get them for libel.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
So she's got, she says she's got some foggy moral questions hanging over her head. But is also clearly just sort of in charge when it comes
pulling
to
the pulling the strings.
Pulling the strings.
So it all happened last Sunday evening when it was down to the wire, which was also the Conservative Christmas party.
Really?
In a real like thick of it style Christmas special. God. So everyone was partying around it, and Theresa May was apparently a lot of the phone calls happened between 9 and 12 in the evening
when everyone was pissed.
Yeah, so Boris and Gove in the karaoke room singing me and my shadow, or ain't no mountain high enough. Got them distracted,
sneaking off to the photocopier to like photocopy their asses.
Classic.
Yeah, and then Theresa's still on her phone.
No,
I haven't.
I know. I think then the days of the photocopier are numbered. So
I think people got bored of it.
Anyone going to a Christmas party this week, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Yeah. So if you do see a photocopier, do get involved.
But Arlene Foster, there was two phone calls quite late in the evening, which were the ones which meant that it could go through.
Yeah.
Because Theresa May can't really do anything without the Irish. That's what stalled it on the first round of negotiations.
That's what struck me, is that whether you agree with it or not about what the DUP are asking for, because they sort of pulled it at the 11th hour, you have to sort of, it's worrying how fragile Theresa May is. She's so dependent on these 10 MPs.
It is fucking insane.
You realise she's more concerned about staying in power than she is about doing what's right or what she wants as the leader of
our country. Well, you call a stupid election, which then she lost the majority, which means she's now at the behest of 10 Northern Irish MPs on a tiny political
party.
You make
them sound like such villains.
Well, it's not, but it's crazy that the whole UK should be held hostage to that, and we've walked into that hostage trap, and it now means that you can't get anything done.
Yeah.
It's going to make Brexit a whole lot harder, as if it wasn't already hard enough.
Yeah, because they could be legends. They could be like, all they want is to change our flag to be like, have a unicorn on it. But that would still be ridiculous that they've got to say.
And the stuff they do want. What are they like, these people?
Well, I'm sure they're very nice. But they could, the fact of the matter is, what they're asking for isn't necessarily, as you say, like a bad thing.
Yeah.
In terms of how they want their relationship with Ireland to stay, and the idea of a soft border with Northern Ireland. Because if you lose
play.
That...
Imagine that, soft play border.
The number one thing here
just
is...
Just a ball pit.
Sorry. A soft play area in Ireland. That sounds great fun. But the main thing here is you can't reintroduce
to
any kind of border.
The peace process is already like... they had to work...
Sorry.
But you're still laughing at your own joke.
Yeah.
The soft play area.
I feel like we're in competing modes today.
I'm dipping in and out.
We can, yeah.
Of consciousness.
sorry, continue.
So, start talking about the Troubles. We can't go back. Like, the peace process has been relatively successful. Things are in a pretty good place compared to what they've been like over the past few decades. And so to actively seek out an opportunity for conflict again is mental. Just like we've actively sought out an opportunity to not grow our economy for the next 20 years. But that's the main thing. I think everyone's agreed that we can't have a soft border, and it's good that the DUP sort of called...
Can have a soft border.
Yeah,
can have,
sorry,
yeah, I was
going
to say,
so
yeah.
We need a soft border, and I think the DUP calling out that this may lead to a hard...
Is it, you're talking about in Northern Ireland and Ireland, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, and you've got... I mean, so David Davis has then said that the initial deal that we've got to move on to talking about trade is a non-binding deal, because if we don't get the trade deal that we want, then we go back to, as you say, something called full alignment, which is essentially what hard Brexiteers like Michael Gove refer to as a no-deal Brexit, because that means that it's just like we're going to keep within some trade, loosely aligned with the single market and the trade regulations already in place in the EU.
Yeah.
And then we'd also probably have to keep within some of their regulations as well. So that's what they call a no-deal Brexit.
You lost her.
No.
There was a bit where she put her hand over her, like she sort of did the actual...
I was thinking
act.
How wonderful it is that no one gets to see us. They just hear us.
I think it's sad today. You're wearing a Christmas hat. I've just set up my Christmas tree. This is one of my traditions, is I like to put crisps.
You can post a photo of that online so people can see, can't you?
Yeah. I just like to put crisps on the tree instead of baubles.
No, fair. It didn't make sense to me, but with the pun it does make sense. Yeah. You just said deal lots, you see. There's lots of deal.
So in terms of that, what do you want to explain?
No. You carry on.
So at the moment, we're part of a single market, which is the EU. Yeah. So there's 27 countries within it,
which means that you have
a trade deal which is centralised. You don't have to have individual trade deals with EU. I know I've said deal a lot again.
Yeah, I think sponsored by Deal or No Deal. I'm now thinking of every time you say deal, it's going like, it's just flashing out.
Okay, so in terms of trading,
I don't think it's worth
agreements between each countries.
Yeah.
We have left something where it was very easy to try and get better trade agreements between each countries, but we've got to negotiate with 27.
Yeah, absolutely nightmare.
Yeah.
So that's
that's one my more, party chat, so by the way.
That's the, I really wouldn't.
Oh
like,
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
And
yeah.
Then you're like, oh, sorry, I'm just gonna go for a cigarette.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, my phone's ringing.
And then the third element of this week's agreement was the status of EU nationals in the UK.
Send them home, mate.
Vice versa, get them out.
Get them out.
That's what we vote for. So, Paul, do you remember what happened with that bit?
Yeah, there was. What is it, March 29th or something?
It's Brexit Day. It's Brexit Day.
Mark it off in your diaries, guys. We're not getting a bank holiday for Meghan Markle's wedding.
Because we're saving it for...
We're saving it for Brexit Day.
Brexit Day. Well, there'll be...
What happens on Brexit Day?
Like Independence Day. So there's going to be loads of fireworks. Yeah. Everyone's crying. The Red Sparrows. Everyone says they're fine.
I think people will be weeping.
Red Sparrows? Do you mean Red Arrows?
Yeah.
Instead of the planes, we'll just have some sparrows.
We'll have spent all of our money on the divorce settlement, so we're just going to spray paint birds.
The Red Sparrows and a group of children that I'm training to be pilots in tribute to the Red Arrows.
A dance troupe.
Yeah,
do they just run down the road in the formation of the Red Arrows?
I tie some wings to them. I dress them up as little planes. It's adorable. Come see us. We're going to be a big part of Brexit Day.
There'll be a float.
We won't ever need to lock our front doors again.
No. We'll be burning effigies of David Davis.
Yeah.
The bastard. Be a tombola.
So, on Brexit Day 2019, March the 29th, is the day when European citizens can no longer, move here freely and work here. That's what's going to happen.
We've given Evan a lot of time.
What, it'll be like a permit? Not permit. That's for cars.
I mean, a visa.
I guess to be clear, they haven't decided what the deal, like what I won't say deal. What's going to happen with continental Europeans who want to work in the UK and vice versa? If you wanted to go work in, I don't know.
So hang on.
We had a great time in Romania. Maybe you'd want to go back and set up your own stall, but
with bats and vampires.
But we wouldn't. Yeah, we wouldn't. We don't know what's going to happen, but we do know anyone that's living here at the moment. Fine. Anyone that's living here and then goes on to have a baby after Brexit Day, also fine. And then the status of, it's the normal old rule of if you've been here for 5 years, you can get permanent residency.
Well, someone told me that basically there's more people living in Europe who are British than there is other EU citizens in the UK.
So
if there was any kind of other thing, then we'd end up getting all those... You know, lazy so-and-sos in Benidorm coming back, aren't we?
They've earned their holiday to Benidorm.
I usually don't like tying people with the same brush, but I'm with you on this one. I think Spain can keep all the lazy fuckers who are sat on sunbeds.
And they're literally, like, when you look at them, they're so brown.
Mm.
And they're wrinkly. They're like little, they turned into prunes, genuinely. Right.
Which you think would be making more of a drain on society.
Yeah, this is ruining their holiday. They're listening to this going...
Yeah.
I was just sitting there drinking a mojito and now I'm being slagged off being called a prune.
What happens to continental breakfast?
I think they should be abolished anyway. They're awful.
You don't like a croissant?
I have a croissant every day. My waistline's furious.
Do you have a croissant every day?
Well, I try not to.
You guys are
so different.
We
like chalk and cheese. Or croissant and non-croissant.
Croissant and pain au chocolat. Which I also don't like.
You're a full...
I like a croissant, but it's a special occasion thing for me.
You're birthdays, weddings.
Yeah, I'm a poached eggs on toast kind of girl.
British, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Keep our egg British.
Locally sourced.
Locally sourced.
Don't want any of that Danish
seeded
bacon.
Seeded bread.
So what's next in the Brexit roadmap?
Oh, we don't know, do we? No. Clearly. Well, what's next is on Thursday, they're going to propose that they start the next phase of talks, and these, so one big part of the deal going forward, so we're trying to avoid a no-deal breakfast. A no-deal breakfast. Sorry, mate. Do I get a coffee with that?
No, no deal, mate.
No, you just buy the coffee separately.
Yeah.
Is that this 2 years, the UK wants a 2 years, for it to start in 2019.
Yeah.
This 2 year period, if we don't get that.
Transition period, isn't it?
So David Davis is saying that's a crucial part of it, apparently, because they want this extended period to... I mean, who knows when it's going to start, because this has taken far too long already.
Yeah.
Didn't
you say that David Davis, you said something?
He got caught out this week, and so he was accused of holding government in contempt, or being in contempt of government. I don't know what the phrase is, but it turned out, they said, oh, you know, we asked you to do that plan at the beginning, sort of scoping out what was going to happen, and where is it? And he had to admit he didn't have it. He hasn't written down. It's all in his head.
It's all in his head.
In David's head. You were just looking up David Davis, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
You were chuckling like away, going...
Chris Kringle.
Much like our research for this podcast, it is all in our head.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But he's just doing it on a bigger scale.
Maybe he'd be a welcome guest.
But then,
We could have him on, get him up to speed.
He's just written it like a comedian on the back of his hand. It's like, trade deal, what's that? That's smudged.
Trade deal. Remember to ask about the croissants.
Something about Irish coffee. No, that's Irish and coffee. Right.
That is all we've got time for on the facts.
Oh, that is a shame, isn't it?
Did you learn something, Sophie?
Yeah. Yeah, I learnt lots.
We've said deal enough now that it doesn't sound like a real world anymore.
Yeah. I learnt lots. Yeah.
we won't test you on that.
Party talk again.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Fabulous. Yeah.
Fabulous.
No, great.
There in an overcoat, cradling a beer.
I must say, I've dipped in and out, but yeah. I think that what you're saying is fantastic. And if I listen back, I'll definitely learn more.
Thanks. As will all our listeners, I'm sure. Task Force. I've had a call.
Ring, ring!
it was a call.
You can ring my bell. I don't know why I keep singing today.
I think
it's the beer.
Not enough sleep, too much alcohol. That's probably.
So I've had a call. It was a conference call, actually, because it was with multiple people. It was the...
Thanks for explaining what a conference call is.
Which, yeah, alongside photocopiers will be. Days are numbered. It's the Winklevoss twins.
Nice.
The Winklevoss twins.
Yeah, exactly. That's how they sound.
Oh, met them.
It's funny because my surname is Austrian.
Oh, really?
Where are they from?
The Winklevoss twins. Where have you
from
seen...
America.
Right.
So, different accent. So, do you remember seeing the Facebook movie, The Social Network?
Yeah.
You know, there's the twins in that who get screwed over.
I liked it.
Good one.
Thank you, mate.
You should have written the review.
Excellent.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did for The Guardian. 5 stars. I liked it.
Yeah, three words.
Yeah, 3 words.
Crying face emoji.
Do you know what the Winklevoss brothers have been up to since the Facebook thing?
So rowing. Right. Constantly rowing.
A lot of rowing.
Yeah.
In money.
Oh, yes, Rory.
So they are two of the first Bitcoin billionaires.
Wow.
What's do you know much about Bitcoins?
I think I nearly bought one.
You nearly bought one?
Yeah, like 4 years ago.
Who are?
Tried it on, didn't quite fit.
In Brixton.
What?
So, they were selling them, weren't they, in Brixton?
No, you're thinking of the Brixton pound. You're thinking of the Brixton pound.
two things there. One, that is incredible. Two, that laugh was sensational.
We're not going to get her back now.
We've lost to the Brixton pound. Yeah, the Winklevoss.
Hasn't taken off in the same way, has it?
What's happened to the Brixton pound?
Still going. It's definitely still in
circulation. Still legal.
It's still in circulation. I bought a cocktail with it earlier this year. With one.
Yeah. Well, why did you give it away? You could have been a billionaire by now.
I genuinely been going around telling people this that I nearly bought a Bitcoin and I nearly bought a Brixton.
You need to stop all conversations about Bitcoin that you're having right now.
Well, someone at work, one of the drivers or something, they bought one for $2,000
yeah.
a month ago. It's now worth 14.
Wow.
Yeah, because there's only a certain amount in circulation, isn't
it? Yeah, Lily Allen was tweeting this week saying she got offered a few years ago to do a gig and be paid, I think, in 100,000 bitcoins for one of those. What was it? What was the thing, like the virtual world, like real life or something? Or,
oh, I'm not sure.
It was one of these concerts, and she said, like, bore off, mate. That sounds like a load of rubbish. And she'd now be...
bloody millionaire. Yeah. Well, richer than she already is.
Yeah, exactly. She'd be way richer.
Lily Allen.
Lily Allen.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's doing fine.
She's probably doing okay. Yeah.
But just think, if Sophie had have bought that Brixton Pound...
Oh my God, my life would be so different. I wouldn't feel like a shadow of a woman.
I don't know. I don't know. I think you probably would have drunk even more yesterday.
Yeah, maybe. I would have flown us all somewhere.
To do this podcast on a beach.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Skiing.
One day. We did it in a car park in Mallorca once. So.
Keep that to yourself.
Good one, mate.
We've entered that phase of the podcast.
I think we've always been in that phase of the podcast, to be honest, Rory.
When I just chimed, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry.
The Winklevoss twins have called me up. And we've had a conference call, and they've said, right, we're done with bitcoins. We've sold up all our bitcoins. Rory, we hear you're great at this sort of thing. Mm. We need to come up with the next currency.
Right.
The next way. Not paying for things, because you're very sensitive about this phrase, aren't you, Sophie? You don't want it to be money.
Well, it doesn't have to be money, does it? Because what people value is might change.
What do you think people are going to value in 2020?
I don't know. Like,
in 2020?
Livestock.
Livestock?
Livestock.
Geese.
I don't know. I think we're just going to go back to those times.
We're going to go back to the times of swapping geese.
Yeah, just like, you've got a goose, swap a goose.
Garden plots, what are they called?
Allotments.
Allotments.
Yeah.
Allotments.
So what, we'll each just have an allotment?
Nah, because what does everyone want?
A garden.
Love.
Love.
Oh.
A garden!
Different answers.
Is that because Paul's already got love?
Already got it, mate.
Oh, I see,
Tick, 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 dodge, tick. Now I just want to grow some runner beans.
He's on his moral high ground. I've got it all. I just need
We've got love put in a jar and we're handing it round.
Well, everyone wants a garden, don't they? Yeah. And no one's going to have that. Increasingly, as we build up more space, I think that will become more important.
We can't all be swapping gardens.
To grow your own produce and be able to trade that.
You think everyone wants that? I don't know if they do.
Maybe. I don't know. You certainly couldn't do it in London because... the pollution is so bad.
Yeah.
You probably don't want to grow your own fruit and veg here.
I think it's
too tangible. I think people, you've got to pick something that everyone wants.
Oh, what, like love? So the currency of love?
No, I'm not saying love necessarily, but some sort of affirmation.
There. Affirmation?
Great. Affirmation is definitely more like a tangible garden produce.
Do we sound like Savage Garden? What do they say in that song?
We've never sounded like Savage Garden.
That is something that the critics of this podcast have never accused us of.
Yeah, I'll put that in the reviews of the iTunes or the Apple Podcast page. Yeah. Sounds a bit like Savage Garden.
Mm. I like the podcast, a bit too Savage Garden-y for me.
So I guess to think bigger, how are we all going to live in the future? Are we going to live in VR, in virtual reality?
I don't know. And I think also you've got to think about all like this mental health and the fact that people are getting... everything's getting a bit complex for everyone, isn't it, nowadays?
In what way?
Yeah. I think there's too many things going on, you know?
Yeah.
And everyone's getting a bit overwhelmed. More people have depression and anxiety than ever.
Yeah.
Because there's just too much.
But is that just because we've got
more people? Once we can monetize depression and anxiety.
What we should do is we should create like keeping your mind blank. Much like my mind feels very much today.
Mm.
Like you said,
your head.
A fire alarm has happened in my head. Everyone's evacuated.
And they're not allowed back in yet.
And they're not allowed back in the building.
Probably until about Monday or Tuesday, I imagine.
Potentially. But why don't we just like monetize silence where you like...
Okay.
You
well,
get...
that people do by like going on yoga retreats.
Yeah, they meditate, but that's effort. People don't want that nowadays.
You are starting to sound like someone from Momentum, like in the Jeremy Corbyn camp. How can we monetize silence?
No, but like just like stillness. Like if you were able to jar that up in a pill.
Right. You can. It's called Xanax.
or sleep.
You're gonna sit there. Valium, that's also sleep, isn't it? Monetized stillness.
Yeah. You've definitely been on some sort of Zen course since we last saw you.
Eight codeine. I feel like you've got a lovely warm bath in your head.
I think it's because the other day at work I got so bored. I thought I should learn meditation to pass the day.
Right, and how did that go?
I started looking up articles, and then I was busy, and I got distracted, so I got less bored.
Okay,
so but it I do work. Need to do it still. I'm going to learn how to like blank my mind out, because just for hours and hours, I'm just staring, and I become unprofessional because I'm trying to keep myself.
That's how she becomes unprofessional. It's the boring and the staring.
Yes. It's an interesting task force. I think we've answered it. Will the Winklevoss trends be pleased? We're happy with this? So essentially people who make their money through the internet of us saying, nah, shut it off.
Yeah.
Don't do anything. Sit inside, stare at a wall. I think you can combine that with a garden.
Yeah.
Gardening is meditation.
But do you not think that in the future that's what people will be craving? People will be craving... Everyone likes instant stuff, don't they? Everyone wants everything just given to them. So meditation is, I think you have to practice and you have to learn. Now, people don't want to practice and learn. That's effort, isn't it? People just want it like that, like a McDonald's.
Everyone wants an instant fix.
They want an instant fix. What I'm saying is that why don't we create an instant fix that is able to kind of zen you out?
Oh, this is getting pretty abstract, but I like where it's going. So yeah. To be able to get a quick fix stillness, is that a quick fix moment of zen?
Do you think we've peaked, though, in terms of that wanting that instantaneous stuff and having it? Like, I feel like I would like to return to a time when everything isn't completely at your fingertips.
I think you're a very small minority, and the next generation are different.
And they want to go even more.
They want loads of sex, don't they? And they want lots of variety, and they want all of, like, you know, they just want it.
I don't like my fridge to have a personality. And like, fridges these days can just like, they know when something.
You'll be able to.
They have cams and stuff, and if you run out of cheese or whatever, it'll just like
don't forget
order
the cheese,
more cheese.
Paul.
You'll be able to set the mood and voice and mind
but
of
this
your
fallacy
fridge.
That it's like everyone has complete.
How have we got to fridge?
Well, no, it's just like everyone has the idea that everyone gets a choice and everyone can have everything they want, but it's not. It's just like what everything else wants you to have.
Yeah. That's why you need the silence and all this
complex
thought.
Yeah, I want silence. I want your silence pill.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to create a pill.
Do you know what? I know this sounds like ridiculous, but I think in 20 years' time, it's going to be like, you know, you see all those films where...
Still be waiting for Brexit. David Davis.
Teresa will be wanting one of those pills by then.
Give me that pill.
She's alive.
Is this a pill then that for like clears your mind for 20 minutes instantly?
Yeah, basically.
So like little mini coma.
No, because you're conscious.
Probably not going to brand it as that.
Mini coma. No, because you're conscious.
Okay, so you're thinking about nothing, or am I seeing like a sunset?
It makes you like block off your own, like block off thoughts.
Oh, I'd love to have that.
Yeah.
Oh, the thought blocker.
That's like CBT. Don't
put me in charge of naming it.
Yeah, yeah. Not a thought blocker.
Not a thought blocker or mini coma.
For fans of the mini coma,
here's
the mind fuck.
Yeah.
Thoughtless.
Oh.
No, that's a bit... No, I don't like that.
That's a negative word, isn't it? So yeah. We need to call it something like... breezy.
Moment of still.
Moment of calm.
Moment of pill.
Stop. No. I'm really bad at this.
We are terrible. We're product people. We're not marketers.
Yeah, we're not.
See, we've gone on a tangent from trying to find a new currency to just being like, how can we stop
interacting? This is a new currency. Because this is what people want, and currency works with what you want, right?
So I'll swap you a couple of
thought
blockers.
Still pills.
Still pills is the
going
best.
Going down, getting a deal on the end of the road.
Like, thought blockers. I do like thought blockers.
Got any still pills?
You got any of those still pills from last week? They were really good.
I'll swap you all the food for my allotment.
Imagine waking up like I'm of the three of us. I probably feel the worst right now. But imagine any of us, if you had some still pills.
Yeah.
You would literally just have to take still pills all day and you'd have a really lovely day.
Well, I mean, that is really seeking out a mini coma. You're asking to just sort of
The mini coma could be another, it could be another thing. It could be another
for
drug
the longer,
on top.
You can either have a 20-minute thought blocker or an 8-hour mini
coma. Yes. They sound like Bertie Bott's beans.
Just watch the Muppets Christmas Carol and have a bath. And I think that's as close as we're going to get to it before the scientists.
Whatever your go-to movie is, Marley and Me or Love Actually.
If it's Christmas themed, it'd be Marley and Me. Marley from the Christmas Carol.
Oh, I haven't really seen it.
Hey, a lot of dads out there will be loving my work.
Yeah, you're doing some great dad jokes today.
Thanks, mate.
I guess any other ideas to take back other than the pills that we've just invented that everyone's going to be swapping and popping?
I'm actually really sad that these don't exist.
Yeah. Keep an eye on the dark web, folks, because they might be popping up.
That Silk Road.
That's where Bitcoin's used, isn't it?
They're partly used there. They are legit as well, and you can use them in some pubs, I think, some hipster pubs. You can pay for things in bitcoins.
But isn't one, if the value of one bitcoin is 14 grand, think of the change you're getting for that.
Yeah, that'd be a nightmare.
Sorry, you can definitely use Brixton pounds in pubs.
Yeah.
So don't worry, sir.
Can you?
Don't worry, your currency's safe.
I didn't bloody buy one in the end.
Oh, really? Biggest that regret of my life.
What is the Brixton pound?
You can't buy the Brixton pound.
What is it?
Yeah, you can.
It's given to you swap money.
You swap money for it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. New
it's like getting hot. It's like when you go to an arcade and you get some tokens.
Yeah. Is it £1 for a pound?
Yeah, I think so.
Pound just, for a pound?
It's just basically it's trying to keep money in Brixton. So a lot of the shops give change in Brixton pounds.
Mm.
And then you can use that only in Brixton shops and bars.
Yeah, it's kind of a good idea, but also like, guys.
Inconvenient.
Yeah, just use... Yeah. Everyone pays for stuff on their phone these days.
Yeah, they're moving in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
So, I'll go back to the Winklevosses and say...
Sorry. Right,
so sorry. We've got a few requests. We want gardens. Yep. We want love. And we want pills that clear our brains for periods of time, and we'd like to be able to choose.
Is that essentially us?
And then you'll say,
you want gardens,
are you still there? It sounds like you've hung up.
And yeah, and that'll be the end of me being a consultant for the Winklevosses. Cool. I mean, I wouldn't say it's been our most productive task.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I think that was brilliant. I know it was my idea, though. So, I mean, I think I really want that now.
Oh, we'll make it happen.
I can't believe that you don't back it as much as me.
It sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like an episode of Black Mirror.
What is danger, guys?
Mum, I'm scared.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what if you never come back from the thought blocker?
Fine. If I don't have any thoughts again, I'd probably be quite okay with that.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
You're fine with your legacy just being this, like, passed out thing.
Well, my legacy is the Iraq War. But other than that...
Finally, Chilcot never got onto you, did he?
Yeah. Tony Blair.
What a ruse! It was Paul all along.
It was me all along.
Like a dastardly villain.
I would have got away with it if it wasn't for that pesky Chilcot.
Dastardly dossier.
Didn't you find that really annoying in Scooby-Doo, how it was exactly the same every time?
Yeah.
Every time. Let's take the sheet off and it's the...
Yeah.
It's a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
One of them was... Didn't they have one episode or something like that?
I'm not sure about that.
That's not a ghost.
Anyway, thank you both for helping me with Task Force.
No problem. Don't thank us. Quiz?
The quiz. You both know how this works, don't you?
Yep.
So I'm going to ask 5 questions. You're going to guess at the answers. And
I'm going to listen to Paul say the answers.
Say your name if you know the answer.
Yeah.
Question number 1. Who was named as Time Magazine's Person of the Year?
It was the Me Too movement.
Ooh.
No, that's not the question. What was the question?
Yeah, that was the question. That was kind of the answer.
I thought that was...
What was the question? I missed it.
Who was Time's Person of the Year?
I thought it was...
Well, that's not a person of the year, that's a movement.
I'll give you a point, but it was the Silence Breakers, of which Me Too was part of.
Oh, okay.
But it was also Taylor Swift for pursuing that court case. I mean, yeah, she's pretty evil, but...
Is she evil?
I think so.
I don't know if evil's right.
What do you think
she is?
She's evil?
She's not a war criminal.
True.
She's not evil.
Is she a bitch?
No, everyone just loves having a go at her, don't they?
Well, I thought everyone loved her.
Marmite. So she's in it, the Me Too movement, the people that finally stood up and spoke out against Harvey Weinstein and the other.
This is a movement, is it? What's it called?
Time magazine's come up with a name for it, which is the Silence Breakers, and so saying they all deserve to be the Person of the Year, not Donald Trump again.
Yeah. Was he last year?
He tweeted that he was going to be it again this year, which is quite funny.
Because he didn't get it.
And Time tweeted back saying, no.
In fact, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
They made the opposite.
Yeah. Funny enough, they sided with the victims.
Question number two. Which are smarter, cats or dogs?
Sophie. Cats.
It's dogs.
I'd wanted to say dogs and I said the opposite of what I've said.
Right.
I don't know why.
Well, we've all got... Yeah, so basically some scientists reviewed some cats and some dogs and the dogs are smarter.
Dogs are so much better anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, probably.
Sheep are sentient as well, apparently. There was that new law that came in.
Yeah.
About it, that they know more than you think.
Yeah.
Because one of them could identify Barack Obama.
Which is what you want. It's what you want.
Barack Obama.
Nice.
Barack. You're going to go at Paul's jokes, for God's sake.
Yeah, they had pictures on the wall and they kept on showing them each day and then they'd make them go in and like...
Why which Barack one Obama? They, why him?
Because it was like famous people. And they went
because they would struggle with normal people.
He was just one. I guess it's a more interesting story, isn't it? Rather than we showed them the random guy called Dave.
They know who Steve is.
Yeah. Question number three: which emoji was ruled out from the 2018 list this week?
Got no clue.
Is it something that's already been an emoji and they're taking it away?
No. Somebody suggested it. So just think of an emoji, basically.
It's really hard because they've actually got it all covered.
Coconut's a good guess, but no.
I like a goose emoji, but...
No. Cushion?
It's frowning poo.
Oh, frowning poo.
So there's a happy poo, but not...
Yeah. Hey, we've all had frowning poos.
I think that can stay left out, can't it?
What, this question?
No. The frowning poo.
The frowning poo can stay out of it.
Sometimes you just can't say something without a frowning poo.
No, absolutely.
I mean, pictures paint 1,000 words.
They do.
I think the time will come and we'll know. Maybe it's 2019, maybe it's 2025. Yeah,
hangovers, a frowning poo emoji would be useful.
Yeah, but when you're hungover, you don't want to look at a poo. Even if it's an emoji.
What if it's a gift?
Question number four. Which festive restyle, hair restyle, has been described as by the Metro as the best trend this winter?
Paul?
Yeah.
Is it Bob?
No.
So, ponytail?
No, it's festive. It's a festive themed hair.
Okay,
Christmas tree.
No, it's
nice one. Bauble.
Can you imagine it though?
Bauble hair, tinsel hat.
No, you're going to think of a Christmas drink.
Oh, the snowball?
No.
What's it called? Fucking. What's that like?
Mulled wine hair.
Is it mulled wine hair?
Is the biggest, is the best trend of this winter.
What, the colour? Or...
Yeah, but it's just slightly red hair.
Wow.
Dark red hair.
So you just make some mulled wine, dip your hair in it.
Yeah, exactly.
3 hours later, wash it out.
I think that's how you do it, yeah.
Well done.
And
top tip for viewers at home.
Question number five.
Okay, let's make this count.
What are kinky crackers?
Paul.
This is the Metro, by the way.
Okay. Oh, I imagine they've got some form of like sex toys in it, like a cock ring.
Exactly.
Yes.
Sexual positions to try.
There's a whole range.
The hat is just a giant condom which has to pull over your head.
You've got
mini dildos.
You've got the
flying out as you crack it.
There's one
tiny ruler.
One called the loaded gun. Pink and purple crackers featuring a climax silicone vibrator, a vibrating finger ring. A position or two to try down the firing range. But the burlesque range has nipple tassels and everything you'd want.
Everything you need.
And then there's the high rollers, which contain some naughty dice to spice up. move over Monopoly. We're going to play the sex dice
game. Thing is, that must get so boring after you've done that.
Sorry, Nan.
you can get out of jail. You rolled a double.
That must get boring though, because you've just got six things.
Must get boring.
I can't say
once you've done the six things, it's time.
I can't say I've ever had sex and in the middle been like, oh, I wish I could roll a dice right now. Stop, I'm just going to get some dice out.
Just having missionary and then just being like, oh, this is so dull, let's get the dice out.
Yes. You need a flat surface as well. You can't do it on a bed, so they keep flopping away.
That's why I keep dice on me at any point.
Someone could weight one of the things in their favour.
Do you also get the party hat as well?
As long as you get that.
You're having sex and you still get a little paper party hat. Like shagging, cooking.
She's got penises on the top.
Yeah. Do you remember the Christmas day where we never spoke to each other afterwards?
Oh, no, Gran, I don't want to pull a cracker with you.
Sorry.
Go on.
Anyway, that's all we've got time for on this Monday the News. I believe Paul won that, but there were no winners.
I think there's
no
denying that.
In that quiz. Thank you both for joining me on This Might Be The News. And thank you, listeners, for putting up with us for the last 45 minutes. Look forward to seeing you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to This Might Be The News. If you enjoyed this week's episode, then we would love it if you shared it with all your friends. Even better would be reviewing it on iTunes, which will help other people find us. Cheers!